I'd like to call to order the Town of Montville Parks and Recreation Commission regular meeting of October 18th, 2023 at 6:32 p.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Gloria, can you take roll call, please?
Commissioner Hillman?
Here.
Commissioner Casey's absent. Commissioner Schober?
Here.
Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Volpe?
Here.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Sutter?
Here.
Commissioner Klein is absent, and Commissioner Matthewson is absent.
All right, item four, adjustments to the agenda. Any adjustments to the agenda? All right, item five, remarks to the public from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, remarks from the public. Item six, to consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of August 16th, 2023.
So moved. Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. To consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of September 20, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item seven, Recreation Director's Report for October 2023.
Okay, so we have a couple of things I wanted to touch base about. Item number two about the cameras for the three different locations. Speaking with John Carlson this morning, seeing that it's going to be about $18,000 per site to put cameras on there.
Talking three sites, Pete?
Three sites, yeah.
So there'll be the pavilion.
Pavilion.
Basketball courts.
Yep. And that does not include a yearly fee for internet access. So that's going to be an ongoing expense that would have to be in most likely IT budget or public works budget.
How much for that?
We don't know that answer just
yet.
You
think it's a grand, a couple grand? Don't know. No clue.
I think so. That's above my pay grade. I did speak with our finance director regarding a couple of the other items on our Sheridan Park playground and the basketball courts, which is the money for those were under the local CIP, the LOSIP money. And because those were not in our own CIP that's been approved, we can't use LOSIP money. So she's going to try and get an amendment to it at some point and see if that's going to work. But she'll have to speak with the council about that amendment to the CIP.
So does it have to be in a current year or a past year, not a future year? Not a future year. Because I believe the basketball courts were in a future year, not...
Yeah, they were future.
They were a future year.
So a little bit of a setback, and I'll keep those posted on that.
You said that was a basketball court, and what else? Or just
the Sheridan's Park.
Oh, the park, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And the pavilion. Oh, well. Not the money for that one, anyway. So, and both the construction bids for the pavilion and the bathrooms at the community center came way, way over the amount of money we had for them anyway. So we're going to go back to the drawing board or find monies in additional locations that is not being used or surplus from other projects.
What did you say came over?
The bathrooms for the community center inside.
Oh, inside. Yeah. That's a public works project
right.
Anyway.
They're both public works projects. Right. But they're both way over budget by $100,000 or more. It's ridiculous. So. And then I did meet with Sophie, who's an illustrator muralist, last week, two weeks maybe, about doing some murals at some of our public spaces. I showed her around this building, and you take her up to the community center to see what possibilities there were, and kind of give you an idea of what she's looking at. So. 7x7 mural was $1,000 for her. She'll go around and take a look. I didn't know if there was any outside spaces that were town-owned that would be conducive to something like this. But maybe there is, and I'm just not thinking of it. It's hard to do brick, in my opinion. That's most of our buildings.
I consider that graffiti,
the size of overpasses are smooth concrete. I've seen those done, actually, in 95.
Yeah, in Rhode Island, they have them done, yeah.
Murals on each side of the area. So she's going to go around and take a look and maybe make some suggestions. Anybody have any questions or anything else there?
Just to comment on the communication board, do you expect them to get that up this year, next few weeks?
Yeah, I expect them to get that up. So it's much smaller than I thought it was going to be. I envisioned it being almost the size of this table, but it's not so much. It's only like 6 feet long. And a nice little box. But I guess the kids are small, so.
Any more questions for Peter? All right, item 8, report from finance.
So there are two line items we'll be taking up under item 12. We're going to zero out those accounts. Council likes to see zeros each month instead of negative balances being carried over month after month. But I do like to keep an idea of what I actually spent on in a line item so that when I'm preparing the budget for next year, I say, oh, I still need more money than that one. I was just getting that. What was currently approved or asked to keep. So. And again, for the summer program, most of that was because we lost a lot of equipment too old. Leaked into the storage room where we have all of our equipment. We lost more than half of our equipment, so I bought a bunch last year, which I bought some more this year, which I also spent that account as well. So that's the focus on that. And refunds are we're just renting out more of the pavilion, more of the community center. So it just continues to be a hot item. In fact, I met somebody. You're going to be starting this afternoon. You want to give it up over a big party. The general fund is making money.
Questions? Item 9, November newsletter.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a holiday weekend. School is actually shut down on Friday. Hopefully you're going to be able to open up Friday and get things set up a little bit more. And so I'm planning to send this out the 30th of October instead of waiting until November 1st to get more people some time. Plus the fact that you get Halloween in there. So you have people know it before Halloween. So, you know, sure.
So it's not the community center like last year?
No, because...
It's too small.
Yeah, it's too small.
Yeah, Kyle has the largest gym.
It was small. It was.
Yeah, so we could use a gym and the hallway too a little bit. Yeah. So.
If you need additional table, you can have some.
All right, great.
They're bringing their own?
They bring their own. Yeah. All right, any other questions? All right. Item 10, parks and facilities. Camp Oakdale Large Pavilion. Just heard about that.
So what, did you get a quote back on that, or did we get any responses yet, or we're still waiting?
They got two bids, but they were both...
But you don't know what those are?
Yeah, what were they?
It was open.
Because we still got, what, 65 thou?
55, I think.
I thought it was
55.
I thought it was 65.
No.
We got 53 now. For whatever reason, that some of the money was used elsewhere for another project, and it's 53,000, and I believe that's COVID money that was applied to that.
That is correct.
It was.
But I don't remember this commission ever authorizing any of that money to be used for anything else.
We didn't.
Well, they might, yeah, well.
Yeah, regardless, the numbers came in really, really high, so back to the drawing board.
I hate to say this, but we're going to end up shutting it down. We got to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the plan after we were supposed to be working it right now, repairing the columns.
Yes, they were supposed to start construction like now.
I guess we'll have to...
I'm going to ask John if they can do just the columns for now.
I thought he was, like, working the bid out somehow.
Breaking it down.
Pieces,
right,
yeah.
I thought that's how they sent it out, was piecemeal, so they could pick and choose what they could...
Needed.
Right, that's what we were told, I think, at the last Public Works meeting. Good. We need to get the columns fixed.
We do. At the very least. Basketball courts at Camp Oakdale?
Okay, so even though we don't have any money for it right now, I did get Classic Turf to give me two prices for reviewing the courts. And the first one would be the granddaddy of doing it all, painting it, lines, the whole nine yards, which was $342,343, somewhere in that neighborhood. The other would be $300,000, which would be just before the concrete and kind of give it a brush surfacing, give it some traction, and just the white lines for the court, no paint. That would be $300,000.
Brent, I think I asked you, is that a suitable surface for a community play basketball court? Do you know any others?
I haven't seen one in a very, very long time.
That was just concrete.
So I haven't seen one around. And I'm trying to find a company to ask them. I'm going to ask Classic because I'll probably just tell them yes. But even say we went with a 300 version, let's say 2-3 years down the road, could we then go over it with the same kind of paint we use with the tennis and pickleball? Would that make a difference? I don't know. It's already got a little bit of texture to it. So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a little more texture than a paint surface would be, which has a little bit of resin in it. I'm not dying for a ball, I can tell you that.
Right.
Concrete. The other quote I got was from B&W Paving. They had done some courts up in Norwich. They would do, they grind it up, level it off, four hoops. They would put an inch and a half of pavement down, another inch and a half of binder down with the paint for $150,000.
So we got three options now, 150, 300, 350, so.
How long would the 150 quarts last?
They did not get a guarantee from the company, but Norwich, when I spoke with their engineer, said they have had theirs for 10 years and they don't have any cracks at this time.
So our current quarts are tar.
Yes.
And you said they were...
They're cracks.
Right, but they were here before you started, right? We have not touched them in your time here.
We just patched them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A couple times.
So, I mean, I would just say, 10 to 15 years is probably... So, I mean, right now we have... We had, 300K allocated? That we may or may not have right now.
And what was the guarantee on theirs, the Classic Turf? The
20 years.
20 years?
The other thing I was thinking about is the cord that's down to discharge this part is also in need of
moistens.
So you could get all three if you went to B&W.
Well, we were talking about just patching that because, again, I don't know how much use that basketball court gets.
It goes kind of dispersed like... So those are the three options at this point. But again, there's no full certainty. So.
At this time, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, tennis and pickleball courts.
Yes, there are still some issues with dogs going onto the courts and leaving their mark.
And you still got the second sign to put up down there?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, nobody uses that in itself.
Yep.
All right, Desjardins Park.
I did send you some copies of the playground that I did get. With some costs with them, some of them are older. We only have some costs, so I'm not sure why they are. And I told them that. I'm not sure why they sent us one of the third.
Who would install these?
Special revenue funding.
Do we do the installation?
They would prefer not to.
I know that, but I'm, that ideal.
Just the court we put at the community center, I'm sorry, the playground we put at the community center was billed as a, you can get community members to put this together. But I don't think they properly advertise that because it would probably take 5 or 6 community members a week to put it together. It's not a Sunday afternoon thing.
And they actually had 2 professionals there. One was there for 5 days, one was there for 3 days, and 5 public works guys there for 5 days. So yeah, it was a little bit of a project.
So we have some options, but right now we're not sure about the money. So that's not good.
Yeah, the one at the very last page that Mark had downloaded, which I called that company several times, and I don't have a response from them, but to me, it looks like that's a little bit too big to fit in the space we have.
Yeah, and I'll disagree. I mean, I measured it. As long as we can move swing set, it would fit in that space, but... The price of that, I don't think, included installation, so they never got back to you with the price?
No. Now, are you talking that you still have the swing set? It looks big enough that you probably, because there has to be buffer zones between them, and there's a big one between a swing and something
right.
else.
Yeah, I went down there and measured it up. I mean, I don't know what the buffer zone has to be, but it certainly looks like it would fit in there. To me.
It says the age.
I don't like the slide.
Trees, it's very fancy, Rocky.
I know.
It says the age range is 2 to 5.
Kids puke in there, and then how do you clean it?
How do you what?
Kids throw up in that thing. I mean, I used to work for a local town. Kids used to throw, and I had to, they would tell me. Really? Some people have to clean it up.
Do you have abortion sickness?
They would have to bleach it down on the inside.
But the age range is only 2 to 5.
It looks like
there's
really only one slide.
That's absolutely one.
Well, it's because we, you know, again, I was looking for additions because there is a slide there already that's in really nice shape. There were swings there already that, to me, looked like they were in good shape. So I was looking for just different things to add.
Yeah, the slide, the springs, the two spring animals, we had those.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that's there looked like it was in nice shape.
And I said I'd like to keep the swings because
it's a big job for folks.
So, you get back to me which one you think you like better.
You get back to us when you get
some money
for it.
Yeah.
You let us know.
Working on that.
Everything was all rosy last month.
All right, dance room update. Do we have like any idea on the install or anything?
I do know that they were instructed to get some information from the manufacturer about for the fire marshal's office about the fire code and how long it would burn or something like that. Moved in on end of someone else's conversation. So I need to do that. It's not, I don't have a timeline.
Okay.
You're not ordering that, right? That's a Public Works is ordering that?
Public Works and Council, I guess. I don't know.
So we can ask that next week.
Oh, wait, yeah.
When we go to at the Public Works meeting.
Yeah. Well, John's on the phone. We need to get the manufacturers in. We did put some soundproofing on the walls. It seems that the music in the room can be heard all the way up into the front of the building, even with the doors closed. So I've asked, but to no avail, it's still being quite loudly. And it's a pretty small room, so.
Well, maybe we should have to. Maybe we ask again if it's too loud and disruptive.
All right. Item 10F, new community center update. Well, I have this on here because we were going to have a meeting.
Yeah, so, and I canceled it because we didn't get any feedback at the last meeting. We left saying we wanted to get contact with an architect. We're actually going to reach out to CLA, see if it's something they could do, just to try to get some basic information whether this would fit on the community center land plot. Pete actually reached out to CLA. They said they don't do that, so he hooked up with an architect, and we're meeting them next Thursday. To just give them the list that we had put together with all the square footage and talk to them, see if we can try to get a couple options from them, one with a pool, one without a pool, and see if either or see if both of them would fit on that. In that space, or whether one of them would, or whether neither one of them would, and try to get costs. I mean, that's we want to wrap this up and turn it over to the council. So,
okay. Item 11, unfinished business, farmers market. You kind of already mentioned that, but we did end our season. It was a good season. Things were a little slow in September, but still was a good season. And we're having the winter market, the holiday market, on November 11th at Tile, like we said earlier. We're going to have quite a few vendors. We've measured out the space, and I think that right now we have more people that want to participate than we have space. So, yeah, so we're considering some outdoor vendors as well. We'll have a food truck, and what's that? Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's a brand new food truck. They're supposedly really, really good, so we're excited that we got them.
Who is it? What is it?
I can't remember the name of it offhand. They were at Waterford last weekend.
I wasn't around last weekend.
Nutritious food.
Hungry
Lion? Delicious.
Hungry Lion?
What's that?
Hungry Lion?
Could be.
It's they do a lot of bowls with greens and like
something like that, yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Is it typical for farmers markets to slow down in September and October? I don't know.
Well, I think
so, because there's so many activities going on.
Yeah, there's just so, you know, once the kids go back to school.
Well, that's what I
mean. Yeah.
I and I went to the Basra Farmers Market, not this Friday, but the Friday before, and it wasn't as crowded as it normally is.
I mean, that makes sense to me, but you think that they're harvesting anything.
Well, and plus everyone's back to their normal, regularly scheduled programming with sports and school and activities.
All right, trick or trunk.
Trick or trunk. So this Friday from 4 to 8, I'll be at Stop and Shop trying to collect candy for trick or trunk through donations, both bags of candy and cash. We do that just for 4 hours. I think last year we had about 170-something bags. My record's 192. When is that here? This Friday. Trick or trunk is next Saturday, Friday, 4 hours, 4 to 8. And trick or trunk is the 28th, weather permitting, since it's rained every weekend, from 6 to 8. Currently, we only have 24 trunks, which is a huge disappointment. Usually have the whole 40s. So I know there's another one the same day in town that the church is doing, plus the Lead and Fire is doing one the week before, this weekend, actually. So they're doing one as well. And, of course, other towns have too. Ledyard's got the other really, really big one. So hopefully we'll, I put it out there quite a few times. Facebook page, so.
Pete, did you make the flyer for the candy collection?
No. Give out cards to people as they walk in.
But no, the flyer that I saw on Facebook.
Oh, no. Chrissy did.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah. She had time.
All right, item C, Camp Oakdale Fitness Trail. Rocky, walk the trail.
I did. yeah, I don't think you need them all, but I don't know if Gloria wants one. Anyway, we had we never made it to the agenda is walk arounds again. Anyway,
it's on here.
Is it?
It is.
Never mind. I didn't see it. New business. we had talked about last year that the fitness trail has all these exercise stations, mm-hmm. and all the signs have disappeared. And you don't really know what you're supposed to do at any of these stations. Matt at Public Works came up and found the book that tells you what each of these does. So what I did is kind of blended them too. I took my report from last year, I stuck the page in of what this station is, and it has a little blurb of what you're supposed to do at that station. So you guys can take these, look at them, and maybe when we do our formal reports on the walk-arounds, we probably want to try to get some money to, it'd be nice to put a sign near each of these to what you're supposed to do at it. So
they were installed in 2000, I found.
Yeah, and most of them are in good shape. And again, some of them are pretty overgrown, but I think that's because it's like the end of the season, and they probably haven't been down. Public Works probably hasn't been down the trails in a while to trim some of it back. Each of these at one point, or many of them, seem to have a sponsor sign. I think we should just get rid of all of them. You know, Beat Brothers is on there. I think they've gotten all the advertisements they've needed. So we probably should just take them out because some of the poles are rotted or tipped over or just gone. And we should focus on maybe just putting instructions on there, what you do. And some of them have painted X's on them. I don't know why. I'll ask.
Well, I do know that the cross-country team used to have their races there when there was construction, when they were doing construction at the high school. So their cross-country races were run at Camp Oakdale, and they usually do X off so that the runners know where they're going.
Yeah, no, this was, you know, the trails are marked, the trees are painted with red. This is like on the equipment itself. There's some X's on some poles, and maybe we'll ask John that next week. But we can talk more about this down the road. But obviously we'll need some money to try to make some little... Yeah, yeah. And a few of them had that.
Are they cutting trees in there?
I don't know.
Do you think that any equipment itself needed to be replaced?
No, I think the equipment looked good. The last station, the one up near where the kiosk is, that's got the three steps. One of those steps is like... yeah, so that was the only one, I think, that could use some work. But everything else looked in good shape. Yeah.
Oh, this one right here.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
But it's good we didn't lose all that information. So that's it.
Okay. Item 12, new business. 12A, to consider and act on a motion to transfer $1,475.74 to the summer camp programs line 10730-53070 from the special revenue line 79999-5307.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, moving on. 12B, to consider an act on a motion to transfer $61.50 from the training and conference line 10730-5304 to the refund line 10730-53004.
We can't have discussion until we make... So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Those account numbers are the same. 10730-53004 and 10730-53004.
I sent out a revised.
This was actually the revised.
This is the revised.
Is
that the revision?
Wrong one.
And then the other thing is, I can't find this, Pete. Where is the minus -61.50? I don't see that anywhere in any other reports that you sent.
An explanation.
I don't see
what that was.
You didn't see it either, Matt?
It's an email I got from the finance department.
Well, it's not on the report she sent you.
Yeah, it's probably a couple of days.
So then maybe we should just withdraw number two.
Able to go to a class for free, and you have to pay for it. So there'll be savings in that line.
But again, I don't see where the negative is on our financial report.
Yeah, but so you know, I just got an email, so I got that getting this report, so I'm not sure why they showed that.
Well, we can't vote anyways because it's bad, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. The
account numbers are incorrect, so we can't vote on it.
Well, I did them right on the one I sent to Katie Herring, so there's that.
The training and conference numbers.
What do we need to do? Withdraw the motion?
I would say yes until, and then we'll...
Can amend it to the right account? Is that what you... So we can amend it to whatever account it has to go into.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's nothing on the financial report that indicates anything's negative.
I think we postpone.
So, I mean, I don't think we should do anything at this point.
Okay.
I agree.
So I'll make a motion that we defer 12B to next month. When we can actually see if there is a negative on something.
We don't know what it's for, right?
What's that?
We don't know what it's for.
Yeah. There's nothing in the financial data we were given that says anything was negative.
Oh, Gloria.
If you defer to next month, it's going to be a deferment language.
Right.
So you want to just withdraw and just
add it. We'll withdraw the motion.
Thank you. I make a motion to withdraw 12B. I thought of that all on my own.
So moved.
It's a good thing we have a recording of it, too, Rob.
Yeah.
One second. There you go. She's looking around.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Item C, walk-arounds. It's that time of the year. In fact, we're a month off, so... Rocky, you already did.
I'll do the trails again, if that's okay.
Okay.
Now, we don't have the list from last year.
I'm new, so I don't know what needs to be.
I had Desjardins, but I don't think there's anything since we already have the improvements identified, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can stop by there and see if there's any problems, but other than that.
All right. Deb, do you want to do Kobolok?
Yeah, there's really nothing left there. Don't we do something else, too?
The places that we've just always done traditionally.
Okay, that's fine.
Unless you want to switch it up.
No, that's fine. I'm fine.
Matt, you did Desjardins, right?
Yeah,
that's what
I was saying. I can stop by, but we already have the improvements identified.
Right.
I'll just make sure everything's still standing up.
I'll take the large pavilion. Because I always take a large pavilion.
We just decided everybody the same thing again.
Well, we have people that aren't here. The dog park was another one that she's not here anymore. It's the dog park.
I can do the dog park.
You want to do the dog park?
Everybody wants to do something.
I'll do something. I just don't know what... I don't know what the list is.
What else? Yeah, what else we got?
We've got the small pavilion.
Beach.
I'll do the small pavilion.
Okay.
The beach.
Beach.
The little lakefront area.
Where the
bus is?
Yeah.
What do you have to do down there?
Schofield
I mean, I can
Pond,
do both.
They're
Schofield like...
Pond. Schofield Pond.
Schofield Pond.
What needs improvement?
Is that used for anything?
People live down there. They fish down there. The state actually stops though.
Oh, really?
They broke the gate.
They did do a gate and cleaned up the trail down to it a little bit, I thought, right?
Yeah.
Public Works. And the lots... Still needs work, but a lot of cleanup has been done.
It does, yeah. They're picking away at it. Yeah.
All right. Mostaway, too.
Did John take that one?
Give that to John in
absentia.
Doesn't that tie into the Oakdale trails?
They actually tied that in.
So I'm saying it's part of the trail system now.
That's a long walk now.
Yeah, they did finally tie that in. And I love your picture of the kiosk from the...
Did you like the picture of the empty mill?
I enjoyed
the map.
Enjoyed
mailbox
that
with nothing
well.
In it.
Yeah. All right, I think that's all of them. Yeah, okay. All right, so we'll report out on those next month.
Do the walk around?
Sounds good.
Is there like a description of what you're looking for in the walk around? Or just what you notice?
All right, item 13, communications. Peter, you had something for us.
Yeah, but what was the picture of like what she wanted done? I didn't get that one. At least I didn't print it.
Wait, what was it called?
It's about allergens. Allergens.
I didn't see an email.
No, there's a, oops, sorry.
Yeah, this one. The bigger portion of that.
So she, this was the email.
So yeah, I got an email from Kaden Reed, whose child is very allergic to peanuts, and would like us to consider putting up signs as other communities that we have across the country, alerting people to the fact that, hey, my child's allergic, could you please not bring peanuts onto the playground, kind of a thing, and wash your hands before you go on the playground. And, I did bring this up to the safety committee last week, just to get some input from them, and their response was one which you guys obviously are in charge of what goes on in the parks, but they see this as a slippery slope. What else is going to be? The next person is alerted to something, wants to sign up, and so on and so forth. So.
But that sign doesn't look like it says peanuts, does it? I didn't see the word peanuts in that sign. It just says allergies. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it does open up a can of worms.
It does.
Well, just because a lot of these places don't have any place you can wash your hands. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to put bathrooms or whatever everywhere to...
Well, I'm the parent of a... who is an adult child now with a severe peanut allergy, who has survived to the age of 21 out in the world where peanuts live. I sort of feel it's the parent responsibility to educate their child and teach the child that they need to learn how to adapt to the world around them as opposed to the other way around. That is my personal opinion.
I don't know. I don't know if where we could gather any more information on it.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about it because I mean, I'm
see what some other communities might do about it.
I think
in our school, if you have peanut butter for lunch, you have to wash your hands before you go out to recess. So there's no cross contamination on the equipment, but I do agree it's a slippery slope. But I would like to do. I think we need to do a little more investigating into this.
Something kind of similar came up in my workplace, and you know, our legal team said we shouldn't have to put that out there because then it kind of says that this type of location, this type of stuff happens all the time, right? You know what I'm saying? I think here she's in the email, she's identified, you know, the ADA and specific language from the ADA and what it says. One of the things she quotes is that places of public accommodation are required to make reasonable accommodations to allow equal access for people with disabilities. I don't think we're preventing anybody from any kind of access here. And I just feel like she's trying to use the language from the ADA as like a reason why we should be doing these types of things, and I don't think that's correct. I'm not sure that there's any signage like this in any of the schools or any of the other places.
Not that I've ever seen.
I don't think it's something that we should necessarily be required to, otherwise somebody would have already advised that, hey, you're supposed to have this up. I mean, that's what I'm almost under the impression this should probably be like referred to the town attorney to say, hey, are we liable or anything here if we don't have the sign? You know, does somebody like this mother have, you know, the ability to come at us for any reason?
I mean, they don't have.
And I would take the advisement under the town attorney before really.
And on school playgrounds.
Well, I was going to say it's not just school playgrounds; it's like the front door of a school
anywhere,
or a town hall or anywhere. I mean, you're more likely to have cross-contamination there, then, you know, people have peanut butter and toast for breakfast every day and probably don't wash their hands.
Well, I agree. You could end up having 100 different signs at all the public parks and public spaces if you start, you know, saying, hey, I need a sign for this, I need a sign for that.
Do you have the power to refer something to council? You have to go to the mayor?
I did send it up to the mayor. I copied him on this. So I'll just ask him if he's going to look into it from that point.
Okay.
Oh, I have one. It's hard because even with food, when you go out to eat, they're supposed to ask you, do you have allergies? And there's not an act like that to say that they use peanut butter in this kitchen or all that stuff. It's just you have to be aware if you have an allergy to food. As the customer, like you said, make your daughter aware.
Well, now they put it on their menu, so the servers don't have to ask you.
Yes, but even like all like bulk food items that are being scooped has to have all the allergens on them. Yep. That's all they can do, and that people are still going to have allergy attacks. Yep.
Bunch of bees. Stay away from the flavor. All right, I will send this up to the mayor for.
She says, I was looking.
All right. Item 14, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Item 15, remarks from Town Council Liaison Bunnell.
I just want to comment on the signage for the allergies. You see them in some of the fast food restaurants where they have an announcement that says, tell us if it's allergic. I think the right thing to do with this is to send it to legal and ask for interpretation. Personally, I think that now that it's been brought to our attention that someone has a concern, I don't think it hurts because it's general. It talks about allergies, it talks about anything specific. But it's the first step would be to get legal involved to see if there's a liability, especially now that we brought to our attention. And then also, the commission can ask Peter to go to surrounding towns and the Board of Ed and see if they're doing it. You know, bring back to the next meeting that information, and hopefully if the mayor has an opinion from the town attorney, that can also be brought back to the next meeting. And more discussion should probably be held on. I want to thank Vice Chair Stone for his report for the fitness trail. It's probably one of the best kept secrets in town.
Our whole trail system is.
Mm-hmm. I agree. When people say, you know, there's nothing in the town for you to do, that's just not true. Mm-hmm. And this is a good example. I don't know how much use it gets, but we need to concentrate on maintaining. And when you spoke with Matt, was any plans made for any repairs to the things that needed repairs?
No, because you know we identify them, and then we identify them to Public Works, and then they have to fit it into their schedule.
Probably something that should be brought up to the Public Works meeting, so that they can follow up on those things that need to be followed up on, like that signage, the map is so outdated.
Yeah, we.
I
don't want to cut into your time. We actually have a list of things that we deem, scout projects.
Right.
That would be a perfect project for someone trying to get an Eagle Scout badge or whatever.
Okay. That would be a good idea. But in the meantime, there are some things that Public Works probably could take care of. to maintain and repair those things that need to be repaired, like those stretching pads. The money for the pavilion, we should probably push Public Works to use that $53,000 of COVID money. You can get something started on the pavilion, so something is done. And many projects go month to month and aren't followed up on for various reasons, and some of them are good reasons. But we need to stay on top of Public Works to make sure that we get some repairs done to those vertical structures. And with $53,000, there could be something that can be done. I'm disappointed with the finance director on her announcement about the LOSIP money not being able to be applied towards these three projects with no remedy. And nothing was discussed at the town council level either, maybe because there was nothing on the agenda, I don't know. But we need to find out how we're going to overcome that and work towards getting the basketball courts done and discharges park. The prices are only going to go up. The Eagle Scout applicant, Tyler Lawton, made a presentation to the town council last week on his walking trails. And he did a remarkable job. He did, you really need to go down there and take a look, walk the trails. There's a new kiosk up there that has a map and with some rules, basic rules. And someone from Parks and Rec should look at those rules and maybe bring them up to something that is more applicable to, by citing ordinances and things like that. Don't forget the library meeting is open house is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
We should make it an appearance and stop by and see what the library is all, because that's what the point of the open house is, so that they can show the general public what the library is offering. I mentioned to Peter about the haunted, what was it,
Brooklyn
had
haunted something.
It was a Brooklyn Fairgrounds haunted house weekends. The food trucks, the DJ, a bonfire, and the Brooklyn Parks and Rec took in $28,000 over 2 days.
What?
Now, it's something to think about, but when we think about it, we need to find out, we need some volunteers to administer it, to coordinate it, and that's been a pitfall of many projects that we've had, not having enough people to help do it, such as the carnival. You know, you struggle every year, but it's something to think about for the next year or the year after. Something that bring a lot of people. This is my last meeting. I just want to say it's been great working with every one of you. You're a good group, you care, and there's a lot of effort that goes into everything that you've done. And after, because it's not just what goes on here during a meeting, it's what you do after the meeting, during the week, during the entire month of looking at things, walk-arounds. You know, that takes a lot of time, and my hat goes off to you on all the effort, everything you've done. If I'm successful in my bid, I'll be looking forward to four more years working with you.
Thank you, Lenny. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway?
Other than if you know someone wants to have a trunk, you love to have them.
Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Stone.
I just want to say thank you, Lenny, for putting up with us for the last few years. It's been nice. You also care, and thank you for everything you've brought some of the advice you've given us in your areas of expertise. So thank you. Yeah, and as far as, you know, the Camp Oakdale trails, they are a hidden gem. I think that's one of the things that is a problem with them, is that the entrances to these, all those trails are hidden. You can't even find them. So we really need to mark those better, but we can talk more about that later. That's it.
Commissioner Hillman?
I'm new, but Lenny, thank you for all your time and efforts. It's appreciated.
Commissioner Beaupre?
Yes, I'll echo that. Thanks for your support and representing us at the town council. It's been really good. A lot of good, great input from you. And I wish you the best of luck. I think I messaged you. I'm not able to come to the open house tomorrow. My other stuff I have going on, but other than that, I'm all set.
Commissioner Schroeder?
Just good luck to you, Kate, and to Lenny. Great luck.
I forgot about Kate.
This is Commissioner Souther. Lenny, thank you. Thank you for not only your time, but your care for everything that we did. Your advice, you know, following through on all the things that we ever asked you to do. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for putting up with the fact that I generally have issues with running a meeting sometimes, and I try very hard, and you're always very patient with me, and I appreciate that. And as far as the fitness trails go, now I'm like getting ideas into my head that maybe we could do some, there's things that we could do to get people out to them and get them to know about them, some sort of, I don't know.
It's like that run he does. You might, you do a run thing, instead of doing a run, do with a trail thing, like with the kids or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's, I think there's lots of things that we could do to get that out there.
The summer camp kids. I know, you have to take them out there.
Yeah.
230 kids on that trail?
No, you just take out a group one day.
Do a Halloween haunted trail run.
Let's say a haunted trail. I'm telling you, that haunted hayride.
Really good. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's a good idea.
It was really good at one point.
Yeah.
That was a lot of volunteers. Actually, most of the actors for that were police line.
Yeah, that was good though.
Yeah, but you get the high school kids to.
Well, that was the problem. They couldn't get the high school kids. They had to go to East Lawrence.
Well.
He's a drummer.
Kate can get them. Kate can get anything.
I could get them. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It is 7:30.
So what's tomorrow at the library?